Thank you, Jerry and Joe. You two and Tom have a nice trip home, and we will catch you at the ballpark on Tuesday night. Right now, we will send it out for a very brief Blue Jays talk at 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance 1-888-666-0590. That's what happens when you have a game that goes 3 hours and 31 minutes. Blue Jays lose 11-6 to the Baltimore Orioles. Your calls are next. It's Blue Jays talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
One pitch. Belted left field. That's not coming back. 11-6 Baltimore.
Two-run homer for Jonathan Scope there. Estimated at 453 feet, I believe. That came off of Jesse Chavez in the bottom of the seventh inning. Orioles beat the Blue Jays 11-6. I'm Mike Wilner. Let's get right to your calls because we don't have a lot of time. Justin is in Whitby. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks. Go ahead.
I'll make quick here. The last eight games, 7-1, 7-6, 4-2, and 7 is earned run. The only good games were against the Twins and Phillies, who have awful hitting teams. I think it's time to send this guy down to the minors. Bring up Wade LeBlanc, who has a 7-2, 1.71 ERA. Stroman, he talks the talk, but he's not walking the walk. You got to send him down to AAA. He's a bum.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, but thank you for the call. I mean, you were making reasonable, not sense, but you weren't being outlandish until the he's a bum part, which is just stupid. Marcus Stroman is struggling. And yeah, the last seven starts, five of them have been pretty bad. It's true. The answer is not send the guy down. The answer may be use this next little run where the Jays have 2 days off in four to skip him and give him 9 days between starts, work on some stuff in the bullpen. Really, his only problem is that he's just not getting on top of the baseball. And he has no margin for error when his fingers come down and when his arm sort of, when his hand moves, so that he's not getting that downward plane. Because the one thing that Marcus Stroman has working against him that he can't change is the fact that he's 5'7", 5'8". So he's got to be technically pretty close to perfect, and he certainly hasn't been. But he is not a bum, and I don't think the answer is sending him down. Kevin is in Barrie. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
All right, go ahead.
Well, you kind of just answered my question there about Marcus Stroman. I was, you know, thinking about the whole thing, and, he's a young kid. He's still earning his stripes. I wouldn't have gone as far as sending him down as the other guy just suggested, but you basically just answered with possibly skipping a start, maybe bring somebody else up, give him the time just to mellow out and figure things out. Do you agree?
Well, I don't even think you need to bring somebody else up. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about the Blue Jays with an off day tomorrow and then another off day on Thursday. They don't need a fifth starter again until next Tuesday, like a week Tuesday. So yeah, that can be the next time Stroman starts.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I appreciate the call. Yeah, it kind of just took the words right out of my mouth for the last caller there.
All right, no problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we'll see if they do that. I know that they're reluctant because they want to give guys as much rest as possible, but there will still be rest. I still have a lot of faith in Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman has unbelievable stuff. And it's not a linear progression upward for a young pitcher in this game. This is his first full season in the major leagues. We can't forget that. And there are going to be ups and downs. And right now there are a lot more downs than there are ups. But the answer is not to pull the plug. John in Toronto. Hey, John.
I don't think the answer is to pull the plug either, and I'm going to stay on the Stroman train. He's not a bum. I hate when people call guys that are in the top 1,000 of their job bums. He's a great player. They all are. You know?
It's true.
But I do think it's time to send him down. Drew Hutchinson is wasted down in AAA. He's pitching well. He is a major league starter. I don't care what happened last year. He is a really good pitcher, and he is a better pitcher in my eyes than Marcus Stroman right now.
Maybe Drew Hutchinson had a higher ERA last year than Marcus Stroman has right now.
Thank you. I know that.
Okay.
But he is a proven commodity.
No, he's not.
Stroman.
No.
Well,
I mean, I like
to disagree.
Well, the facts also agree to disagree with you. Drew Hutchison, I like Drew Hutchison a lot, and I do think, like you, that he's a major league pitcher pitching in AAA right now, but he is definitely not more of a proven commodity than Marcus Stroman. That's just not true.
I think he's, right this second, a better pitcher. And that's what I have a problem with the Jays not trying to win a lot. Putting Sanchez in the bullpen is, I know you think it's a great idea. And, Tanaka's pitching with one arm. The Yankees don't care. They care about winning. And so should we.
Okay.
And
I think winning long-term is more important, and not trying to shred your pitchers is also more important. I think that to the point on Hutchison, we really have no way of knowing whether Drew Hutchison is a better pitcher right now than Marcus Stroman, because he's pitching against AAA competition. And I remember last year when everyone was screaming for Randy Wolf to get called up. Call up Randy Wolf. Why aren't the Blue Jays calling up Randy Wolf? He's got an ERA of 180 in AAA. He's killing it. Well, he got called up by the Detroit Tigers when the Blue Jays traded him, and he got lit up. We got 1 minute left. George in Thornhill.
Mike, I believe the team is 20-10 in their last 30.
You are correct.
And everyone wants to panic. Yesterday, I heard people downing Tulo, a career 300 hitter. Today, I marvel that anybody could call Marcus Stroman a bum. First of all, he's a human being, and a great human being, been a great person, a great teammate. He's not pitching well right now. Maybe the answer is to send him down. I don't know. But to call him a bum, that's the same guy who was like kissing his whatever last year when he came out in the playoffs and started winning. So I marvel at that. The team's doing fine. Just we're going to play some easier competition now, and we'll be in first place in a month.
We shall see. Thank you for the call. They're three games back of first place right now. And again, 20-10 in their last 30, even though they've lost two in a row. And yeah, Marcus Stroman's not pitching well at all. He got lit up again today. But is the answer to say he's terrible? I mean, on Twitter, they were comparing him to Ricky Romero, which is just, so beyond the pale. I don't think the answer is to send him down. I would be surprised if the Blue Jays did that. I wouldn't be surprised if they skipped his next start with these two off days coming up. Blue Jays lose it 11-6 to the Baltimore Orioles. We'll come back and put a nice pretty bow on this one. When we return, postgame is brought to you by your Ontario Honda dealers. This is the Sportsnet Radio Network. Blue Jays fall 11-6. The Baltimore Orioles, Marcus Stroman gives up 7 runs on 10 hits and doesn't make it out of the 4th inning. And the Jays drop the series in Baltimore. They're now 3 games out of first place in the AL East. And coming back for a 2-game homestand after an off day tomorrow, the Arizona Diamondbacks are in town, and Marco Estrada gets the ball against lefty Patrick Corbin. We're on the air at 7 o'clock for 7:07 first pitch. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. For Jerry Howarth, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Tom Raminski, Josh Goldberg, I'm Mike Wilner. Enjoy your baseball-free Monday. See you on Tuesday.